Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Winning Family Podcast. Hey, if you're a parent, today we're going to be talking about growing greatness. In fact, we're going to be learning how to uncover who our kids were made to be. And so let me just encourage you to listen in because I think you're going to find it interesting and extremely helpful. I'm, of course, joined by my wife, Michelle, today.
Yes, we're excited to jump into this topic. It's one that we're super passionate about.
Yes. I was reading the other day kind of an interesting article about how many kids are dropping out of college.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 32 to 40% of kids who start college never finish college.
Well, that's tough. Yeah. That's
and
staggering.
The number one reason for most is because of course, financial challenges, mm-hmm. which is, you know, understandably. But also ranking right there at the top of the list is the emotional or mental health challenges that a lot of the kids are facing. And right. a lot of it, that is just simply because they're thrown into a unique environment, you know, where they're trying to figure out, you know, living independent, you know, obviously relationships, juggling all the responsibilities of being independent. But with that, you know, the academic pressures, the social pressures, right. you know, just their overall identity and trying to understand where they fit. And because of that, the stress can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And that's why many will drop out. Oftentimes they go back home. Mm-hmm. And still trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do with my life? You know,
right.
what's my purpose?
And the gap year has become popular. That year after high school graduation to take a gap year.
Which I think is great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I think it's important to try to answer some of those questions and try to get a sense of direction and understand,
right.
you know, ultimately, what is the best course for me to take? What mm-hmm. path is going to ultimately set me up for not
right.
just short term, but ultimately long term
right.
you know, success, right. which all encompasses what we're talking about today.
Yes.
And it's really relevant to personality and our passions. And
yes.
so a lot of times we confuse what those two are. And when you think about it, personality is our innate, you know, characteristics of how God made us. I mean, mm-hmm. we are all wired differently. It's awesome to know that God loves variety. He made us all uniquely different. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made in the eyes of God.
Yes.
We're all perfectly knit together in our mother's womb, you know, the
yes.
psalmist teaches us. So with that, yeah, we're all different. We all have different personalities and temperaments. You know, some of us are introverted. Mm-hmm. Some of us are extroverted.
Right.
We have
some or both.
Yes. You can be, you know, a little combination of the two for sure.
Yes. I remember with our children, we could see that pretty early on with our kiddos, which is so interesting. And now having grandchildren that are super young, we're already seeing some of their personality traits coming out. One of them is nonstop action, talking, not speaking words, but babbling all the time. He's now doing his own vlog. He'll grab his mom's phone and re-recording and talking and walking around. And it's hilarious. And he's just a year old. And then the other one is 7 months old. Of course, still very, very young. But even my sister, who lives in the same town as our daughter Ashlyn, with Gage, our 7-month-old grandson, talks about how he's more quiet, observant, always looking around, very introspective, even as a 7-month-old. Isn't
yeah.
that interesting? And Rhodes was the opposite, even at 7, 8 months old.
So again, we all have a disposition that is uniquely different, and
given
that's just the way God made
yeah.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, as we mature and grow, that would become more and more a part of just our identity and who we are.
Right, in a healthy home,
yeah.
healthy situation, yes.
Absolutely, and that's what we want to unpack even more in more detail today about
yes.
how we can help our kids flourish and
yes.
how we can take the personality type that they have and help complement the process
yes.
so that they can ultimately be who God made them to be rather than trying to be something they're actually not.
Right.
And, but then the other thing that goes with that is passion.
Yes.
And passion is uniquely different from personality. In other words,
it takes more time to see that.
Yeah. Passion over time through experimentation
mm-hmm.
is really, it evolves through, really things that kind of just spark our interest. You know, things that we're all of a sudden naturally intrigued or motivated to learn more about, or maybe it's specific goals or tasks or things that we are involved in that just all of a sudden it lights our fire. I mean, time just, I mean, completely just passes by and we're thinking, man, where did time go? And the reason why is because we were enjoying, we were so engrossed in what we were doing. And a lot of that is just because it's something we're passionate about.
Sure.
And it can come easy to us. It's not something that creates a lot of stress or frustration or angst.
Because, it's fun to see that in our kiddos.
Yeah. And so when you see those two things really begin to not only surface and manifest, but when those two worlds come together, when personality meets passion in a healthy, strong, cultivated way, now we're setting them up for success.
100%.
So I just want to say this as we kind of unpack some things about uncovering who our kids were made to be. I think first and foremost, you know, especially for those of you that are watching or listening, and maybe you have toddlers and you're thinking, oh, well, this, you know, may not be relevant to us. I would beg to differ. And as a matter of fact, now's the time and the opportunity that you have to really lay a strong foundation so that you are not only aware of this, but now you can help speak into and you can help affirm and you can help build on those strengths and those unique characteristics of your child's personality. And also, you know, help them learn how to avoid unnecessary stress and frustration by, you know, helping them find their lane, so to speak.
Right.
You know, because when they once they discover what their true gifting is and they kind of know where their lane is from the standpoint of what they do best and it's something they enjoy, now that causes them to be able to have more focus and intentionality with their life, as opposed to always kind of having this insecurity and maybe intimidation and lacking confidence just because they're unclear and unsure of who God made them to be, especially when it comes to the way God has gifted them and given them unique personalities and passions that he wants to use, not only to bring glory to him, but to for them to make a difference, to make a greater impact in this world.
Right. I think we've talked about it before, to be kind of like a detective, personality and passion detective in their life, just studying and watching. And that's one of the most fun things about being a parent is to discover their strengths and help them build on their strengths with their personality and with their passion. I will say this, you definitely don't want to peg your child into something that you think or someone told you is true of them.
Yes.
And speaking it into them. I think that stands out to me about my parents did a lot of personality tests and things. And so I think they took some of my personality to be laid back, and they would say that I was laid back, the phlegmatic personality. And I think there were some of the things that were stood out in that personality type to them, but that always kind of bothered me because I didn't want to be known as someone that was laid back or lazy. And so I kind of took that thought into my mind, and I would struggle with that because I felt like, well, that's really not who I am. So we have to be very careful in looking and helping them find their true personality, to only call out really the positive things that we are seeing in them.
Absolutely. And that's where I think when the time comes, as our kids get a little older, helping them, you know, discover some of those things for themselves,
right,
their personality assessments.
Right.
In fact, I'm excited because our new mentoring program called Family Shift University, we actually have some of these assessments and personality profiles where not only the parents can learn that about themselves, but they can also introduce those to their kids so that they can take those and then they can talk through it collectively as a family to learn the unique differences. And really, personality is all about how we think, how we feel, and ultimately how we behave or how we act.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's how that's how our personalities in many ways express themselves, and our passions are usually a complement to our unique personality. So with that, and also...
And it's always growing and developing, and we want to help our children develop to become the best that they possibly can be with their God-given potential and abilities.
Absolutely. And one last thing here before we kind of uncover some specific steps that we can take is also the whole thing you talked about, like, you know, you came from four girls, I came from four boys, you're the oldest, I'm the youngest. Yes. So if you have, you know, multiple kids at home, it's also easy sometimes to fall into the temptation of, as you just said a while ago, about pegging or labeling mm-hmm. our kids, like, oh, well, he's the oldest, or she's the young, she's the baby, or she's the middle, mm-hmm. she's that middle child, that she's got the middle child syndrome. The last thing we want to do is speak those type of words
limiting
over our kids
beliefs,
that
yeah.
create, mm-hmm. yeah, those limiting beliefs mm-hmm. or even that false sense of identity
right.
from the standpoint of labeling them, because that's not the way God sees them. God doesn't see them as a middle child.
No.
God doesn't see them as the baby of the family. Where God sees his children, including all of us, he sees us exactly the way he made us. And he made us on purpose. He made us for a purpose. Mm-hmm. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So there's not a pro or a con when it comes to God's purpose and design of who was first, who's last, who's in the middle, you know, who's more outgoing, who's... At the end of the day, God made us for a reason with the personalities that he gave to us so that ultimately we can be used in a way that God wants to use us.
For such a time as this.
Yep.
And there is definitely the birth order that affects everything, for sure.
Sure.
There's no denying
and,
that, for
and
sure.
And we're not saying don't learn that, mm-hmm. don't study that.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I think it was Kevin Lehman's book on the birth order. I think that's
yes.
really kind of the book that put him on the map. And it's great. I mean, it's just packed with so much helpful information, just understanding the unique dynamics. But a lot of that also has to do with the relational dynamics, how we communicate and respond, which again is all complementary to the personality types and temperaments.
Yes.
So with that, number one, let's help our kids uncover who God made them to be. And I think we as parents, we have to see the seed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have to discover what's inside of them.
Yes.
So God sees all of us as winners with greatness because he placed that seed of greatness inside of us. And so we need to understand that with our kids. You know, mm-hmm. I love the illustration about mining for gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that when miners first go into a gold mine to mine for gold, the very first thing they have to do is they have to start removing dirt. They dig and they dig and they dig mm-hmm. in order to find a simple ounce of gold. But they don't go in looking for the dirt. They go in looking for the gold.
Right.
And I think that's what we have to do with our kids.
Right.
We don't focus on the dirt, their imperfections, their flaws, mm-hmm. or what we wish they would be or what they should be when it comes to maybe their performance, their personality. No, we go in looking for the gold of who God made them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to help pull that out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see that first, see the seed that God has placed inside of them.
Yes.
I love the phrase, when you look closely and see the hints of how God place seeds inside of them, you'll discover their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just so important to realize that God has a plan and a purpose, and we have to not only see that, but we also have to help our kids see that in the process.
Yes.
So everyday actions, everyday attitudes all help kind of reveal perhaps what's inside of them. So again, personality has a lot to do with how we think, feel, and ultimately how we behave. The second thing we need to do is we need to fan the flame. So this is kind of like where we get to help mm-hmm. pour gas, if you will, you know, and ignite the passions, mm-hmm. especially as they get a little older. And I think even, you know, as we were talking about our own grandsons, you know, just recognizing the differences of what it is that they gravitate to. You know, it's interesting, just things that they're fascinated and intrigued with. As you stated about Gage, you know, he's very observant, and he's just, you know, he sees things and looks at things and observes things. And so that, to me, is a, that's, who knows what God's going to do with that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, you know, when you think about that, as they grow older, as they mature, mm-hmm. how can we help kind of fan that flame? How can we put them in situations or expose mm-hmm. them to people or allow them to experiment with some things that's going to reveal ultimately something that may kind of spark a, you know, an interest, that may fuel a passion and interest that suddenly takes them down a path that otherwise they would have never perhaps discovered or even thought of had we not seen something that we saw greatness in.
Right. I loved to sing as a young child, and my parents helped me and put me on stages and things like that, but they also took me to concerts. You know, when people would come to town, they would expose me to events. I loved events. I loved creative things. And they would, on purpose, buy tickets ahead of time and take me and expose me to those type of things. We did the same with our kiddos. Becca, she was no doubt just a leader. She wanted to lead the family. She wanted, you know, her brother and sister, and she would tell them what to do, and she would put on shows, and she would tell them what they were supposed to wear and what they were supposed to do in the show, and she was directing the entire time. And so we exposed her to different things like that. We took her as well to different shows and events, and exposed her, gave her opportunities to lead things. And Ashlyn, she was so detailed in her hand, with her hands and her fingers, and she loved to touch soft things, and she just her hands and her fingers, we noticed she just had such detail with them. And she ended up in the medical field, and she played tennis and was very athletic, but was so different than Rebecca. But we exposed her to different things, and my sister was in the medical field, and we let her go do some internships with my sister, and so we exposed her to different things.
And both were driven,
yes,
in their own unique way, because
yes,
Ashlyn was driven and very
driven,
determined,
yes,
academically.
Oh,
she,
yes,
was very disciplined in that way,
yes,
and took it very serious and was very committed.
Yes.
And then you take someone like our daughter Rebecca, who is very creative in that expression,
yes,
but also just had a different bent and passion musically, with, you know, not just in the leading aspect of things, but also just in singing and performing. And so, you know, here she is now as a worship leader.
She's leading people.
Yeah,
yes,
at a large church. Mm-hmm. And so with all that to say, I mean, these are just unique ways that we can begin to see at an early age.
Yes.
That we begin to not only see it, but now we begin to kind of fan those flames. My dad,
yes,
did that with me. You know,
yeah,
I mean, my dad, I'm, as I stated earlier, the youngest of four boys. And I remember,
right,
my dad, he would take me, the moment I expressed interest in something, my dad would instantly, you know, like you said about what your parents would do, buy tickets. He would, you know, he would take me somewhere so I could see it and get a, you know, vision for it. And that was something,
yeah,
he was always trying to do, is expose me to people.
Greatness.
Expose me,
mm-hmm,
yeah, to people who were successful.
Yes.
He was always trying to just enlarge my vision.
Right.
And he would just help expose me to things that he knew that ultimately would kind of spark that interest, kind of light that fire, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's so vitally important.
We've shared Luke's story, our son's story, many times, but if you haven't heard it before, he was playing baseball and, you know, loved baseball, very athletic, and at 7 years old, he came down with a hip disease and ended up in a wheelchair for 3 years, and we exposed him to music at that point. Of course, his older sister loved music, and we gave him a guitar, got him guitar lessons, and through his struggle of being in a wheelchair, through the pain that he went through, we talk a lot about that, that guides us, our gifts, personality, passions, and our struggles, our GPS will help guide us. That definitely happened in Luke's life, and is now he's a songwriter, artist in Nashville, and that would not have happened if the struggle had not happened in his life. So helping them see and ignite interest, even in maybe a shift in their life. Maybe mm-hmm. your child's going through a shift right now. Maybe you're shifting schools, maybe going to a different sport. There's endless stories. My niece has the same story. She was playing volleyball and just had an injury that ended her volleyball career, which she was great at volleyball. Now she's taking photos of sports events, and colleges are reaching out to her because she's so amazing at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you just never know, but we have to be able to be there to detect what's going on, help our kids see and know the path ahead.
Well, Proverbs 22 verse 6 says to train up
yes.
a child in the way they should go. Mm-hmm. And when he or she is old, they won't depart from it. It's interesting that word, It's basically a metaphor when it says train up. It's also referring to like the bend of an arrow. Mm-hmm. And so we as parents are to help train, to help kind of find the bent, mm-hmm. the natural God-given bent of our kids, because they're all bending a certain way.
Yes.
And it's our responsibility as a parent to help fan that flame, to help champion that process, to help set them up for success. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, at some point, parents have to also narrow the focus.
Right.
Play to their strengths.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, we just want them to be exposed to so many things. We go from, you know, they go from this thing to that thing. And
of course, there's a season for that, and you have to kind of help them figure it out. Yeah.
Yes, but in the course of time, as mm-hmm. conversations are happening, I think one of the most important things, though, is for parents to see what is draining
yes.
and what is motivating.
Yes.
Because when our kids are coming home from volleyball, or they're coming back from piano lessons, and they're stressed and they're frustrated and they are depleted and they just dread going to practice or dread. Well, all of that should be, I mean, right out of the gate, a red flag, if anything, mm-hmm. just to say, hey, it's time to hang up the jersey on this one. We ought to put this to rest over here so we can focus on these areas that they're more naturally gifted in, but at the same time naturally motivated to do.
Yeah, I love that you say naturally gifted, because there are seasons when you have to work through hard things and you have to push through, you know, getting your calluses on your finger from playing the guitar. It's hard. And you have to learn it.
Yes.
That's different.
Sure.
Than we're pushing and
that's
we're working.
That's growing your skill. That's,
yeah.
That's developing and
right.
refining the gift that God's given us. And that's
right.
that's something we're required to do as
yes.
believers.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to keep sharpening our axe and growing, you
right.
know, in
and
our gifting.
And that's different than being drained by something that you're really not gifted in or you're not going to grow in.
To put it this way, speaking mm-hmm. in terms of music, and I know we got to go on, but, you know, in our position, you know, as pastors, it's interesting. A lot of people, they like, you know, they want to sing. They see people singing on stage and they think, oh, I'd love to do that. And maybe somebody, a friend or their mother or somebody said, oh, you're such a talented singer. And they get inspired by watching The Voice or American Idol, but then they may audition, but yet that's not really their true gifting. But mm-hmm. they'll say, oh, but I have such a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have a passion for something, but may not necessarily be your greatest gift or strength.
That's right.
So it doesn't mean you have to hang up the, you know, the jersey when it comes to retiring, you know, from ever being involved in any kind of music. No, if that's your passion, you can make that into
that's
a career.
A big world.
It may not necessarily mean that you're going to be the lead singer for, you know, whatever group, but it might mean that maybe you're working behind
support.
The scenes as
mm-hmm.
a road manager or in the marketing aspects of music or
absolutely.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah,
there's all
that.
Kinds of ways you can be involved in
right.
an area that you're passionate about.
That's right.
So
you're not going to find me out on the ball field.
No. So number three is that we not only have to see the seed and fan the flame, but we also have to speak a life. And so that's just basically naming their strengths out loud. Mm-hmm. So we have to be intentional as we see them flourish, as we see areas of strength, that we point that out.
Yes.
And it may be, you know, something that they're, you know, maybe it's a science project, you know, it could be just how quickly they can read through a book,
yes,
you know, and just remember things,
endless,
you know, I mean, just, yeah, the list goes on, or, you know, solve math equations quickly,
yes,
or, you know, build something, you know, with their hands. I mean,
yes,
create drawing, all these kinds of things. Call those things out.
Yes.
Name their strengths.
Their care for people. They see needs.
Compassion.
That other people don't see.
Yeah.
It's endless. If we're watching and we're being that detective and we're trying to find and see, and we're watching and we're not too busy to really be careful to see the gifting that God has given them, their passion and their personality.
Absolutely. Well, the fourth one is important, and this is also build their, we like to say it this way, build their brave.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? That means encourage resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think, and that's one of the greatest challenges, I think, with the younger generation right now, especially our Gen Zers that have basically grown up with an iPhone their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
All they've ever known is digital world.
Mm-hmm.
All they have been able to really associate with is what they see, how they compare themselves when it comes to the real world out there. And what happens a lot of times is that if they are not learning how to overcome difficulties, setbacks, challenges, I think that's one of the reasons why some 40% of these college students drop out of college. A lot of it is because they haven't built up the resiliency. They
haven't
built tenacity to work through and to push through the difficulties.
Yeah.
And it's easy sometimes for us to want to revert back to what's easy and what's comfortable. But at the same time, if all we're doing is comparing ourselves in the digital world with somebody else out here, well, that's only going to cause us to be insecure and to lack confidence and to get discouraged, because we think, well, I'll never be able to do that, or I'll never be able to measure up to that person's success, or, you know, what they've been able to do. And again, it's unfair to compare. So we have to, again, know what our lane is, stay in our lane, be who God made us to be, and realize that there's no cakewalk in any lane in life. There's going to be hardships and challenges.
Yeah.
So we have to help grow that resilience and tenacity.
That's right. And we teach them by example, too. And I think just talking to our children about difficult things and walking through difficult things with them is so important, that they're hearing from us how to walk through it, and that we challenge them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to be their best friend. You know, a lot of times when they're in our home, growing up in our home, that's not our job description, is to be their best friend, but we are to be there, right, and help them work through and kick them in the rear a little bit. Let's go. Let's get this going.
Well, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control." So build their brave, so they're ready for life's big leaps.
Yep.
Number five is, we got to point to purpose. So that simply means we got to show them the bigger picture.
Yes.
And we've kind of hit on that a little bit already, but
yes,
I love what Ephesians 2:10 says, that for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
It's a masterpiece.
Yes. So I just feel like it is always important to help our kids realize that no matter what career path they end up taking, at the end of the day, whatever that career ends up being is their platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's their place. It's their opportunity to use their career, whatever it is they end up pursuing, as an opportunity to be salt and light, to make a difference in the people that they have the opportunity to influence. My dad used to say it this way. He was a preacher. Your dad was a preacher.
Yep.
And my dad always used to say, we don't need more preachers, we need more reachers. Because our kids who are in the medical field, who may be, you know, in accounting, who may be pursuing, you know, engineering, or maybe even, you know, a home builder, maybe in construction, you know, whatever that career path may look like, that is their place, their space, their platform to make a difference in the people that they have the opportunity to influence for the glory of God. And so that's always been one of our core values. It's part of our mission and vision as a family. We do everything we do for one reason as a family, and that is so that we can win people to Jesus and bring glory to God
right
in those areas. So with that, the last thing is cheer the climb. So celebrate growth along the way. And so I just think it's important that as we think about, once again, going back to what we started with from the beginning, personality and passions, that as we begin to identify and notice some of these unique characteristics, strengths, talents, areas of interest that our kids display, how can we come alongside them and not only speak life over them, but ultimately, how do we celebrate the wins along the way? And I think this is just something that we as parents, you know, we just need to, especially when it comes to setting goals, where we help our kids when they reach those goals, celebrate those milestones. And it doesn't have to be something big. It could be little wins.
Exactly.
But all those little wins help build momentum.
Yes.
It helps build confidence.
Yes.
And that's the goal, is that over time they can walk in confidence and walk in security.
Yes.
Because they know who they are in Christ.
Yes.
They know who God made them to be. And they're secure and confident in that. Therefore, they can live their life in such a way that allows them to have the natural motivation to live their life intentionally so that they know that, hey, God placed me here for a reason to make a difference.
That's right.
And so
we're constantly filling up that cup, because the culture, the world, school, friends, they're going to drain that cup. And God has given each individual that he's brought into the world a purpose, and that is to know him and to make him known. And God has given each one of us a personality and a passion, passions within our life to make that difference and to live that life of purpose and intentionality. So we as parents have the greatest privilege to detect that, to help them discover that, and to pour into them confidence that they can go out and make a difference with their life.
Well, wrapping it up with Philippians 1:6, it says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
Yes.
So God is in the business of helping us finish what we start, and we're all a work in progress. That's why we like to say
absolutely,
every step counts, so therefore be their loudest cheerleader on the climb.
Yes.
So just to wrap this up and to kind of recap, so we need to see the seed, fan the flame, speak life, point to purpose, and ultimately cheer the climb. So I hope this has been helpful to you as parents as you're thinking through this. Maybe it's been helpful for you in your own life just to say, wow, you know, I've never thought about some of these things, and now I can see why I have leaned this way, or maybe why I've felt these things, or now maybe it's given you a little bit more clarity on ways that you can help kind of guide and direct and ultimately encourage your kids to be all that God has destined for them to be. So we trust this podcast has been helpful to you. Be sure to check us out at thewinningfamily.com and share, rate, review this podcast with friends, family, people that you know will benefit, because that is our desire, is to come alongside and champion you as you raise strong, spiritually resilient kids for the glory of God. Until next time, have a great rest of your week.